Sense and Melody with Gil and Demling.
At the gambling tables last night.
Well, I'll tell you, Willie, I broke even.
Broke even at Monte Carlo?
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's really something. How did you do it?
I didn't play.
Oh, that's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I don't sit down? My garters are too tight.
It's optional.
Listen, Willie, tell you what we'll do. Let's move into the gold room. Uh-huh. The local authorities have got us down for some entertainment, so we might just as well dust off a few gags.
Ah, just in time. There's Fifi about to unconquer or something. You know, she's
you know
about
what?
To let it go.
Isn't I think so. And while she's singing, I'll see if I can pick the mayor's pockets. I've got my eye on his gold toothpick.
I'm Fifi. I come from Gay Paris, and I'm the reason why these boys are flying overseas. Fifi, I make them aviate. They've been in the air for fair, and the hills are. When you say kiss, kiss, say, oh, you beautiful, my chérie, who answer you perfectly?
Whoa!
Mademoiselle Fifi, when you say voulez-vous, who smile like this and say, oh, no, boys, not today.
Whoa!
Mademoiselle Fifi, who used to cling to you like glue, who taught you all those words of
dinky,
dinky, barley, and over company, it was beautiful, my chérie, and who was the company? Mademoiselle Fifi.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And now we have here those international favorites, our guests of honor, Gil and Demling.
In honor of this occasion and the $50 I lost on blackjack, we bring you a Southern drama. The title of this Southern hash is Colonel Burpee's Alarm Clock, or Life Begins at 8:40.
The scene is the sunny Southland just before the running of the historic Kentucky Derby. Old Colonel Burpee has bet his shirt on his horse, Spavin, to win.
As the scene opens, Colonel Burpee is seated by the stables, trying to convince the horseflies that he is Colonel Burpee. Curtain?
Oh, the moon shines white in my old Kentucky home with talkies. Julep, do you hear me?
Yeah, Colonel, I'm right here. I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
Was that you in front of me? My goodness, I thought it was an eclipse. Julep? Fetch me another bottle of my tonic.
Yeah, it is, Colonel. Old saddle full of blends. Yeah, I got
goodness.
It here.
Just a touch of tonic to cure my gout. That's better. Now tell me, are you all betting on Spavin to win the Derby?
Yeah, you know, I've got a system for betting on races. That is, I had a system until I bet on a horse named Alcohol.
A horse named Alcohol?
Yeah, and alcohol ruined my system.
I see.
Father. Oh, drop the glasses. Oh, Father.
What is it, my little daughter Betsy? You are Betsy, ain't you all? Let's see. Laura Bell broke her leg kicking the gong around. Sarah don't get out in reform school till next year. Annie doesn't live here anymore. Yep, you all must be Betsy.
Oh, Father, Jasper the jockey is hurt.
What? Jasper the jockey hurt? Quick, a bottle of my tonic. Ah, heavens, gal. Jasper was the only midget jockey in the world. So small, we had to paste him in the saddle.
Oh, that's how he got hurt.
What? Did somebody paste him in the saddle?
Oh, no, I mean because he was a midget.
Mm.
Oh, he was so small, he fell asleep in Spavin's oat bag, and the horse bit him.
Heavens, Gail, I'm undone. Where's my tonic? But, Betsy, who's going to ride Spavin in the Derby?
Lord love me, sir, I'll ride that nag. Aye, Ned, the blue-hide stable boy.
Ned, the stable boy? Thought I detected a slight odor of mule.
Oh, Father, let Ned ride Spavin to victory. Oh, drop my glasses.
Ever had any experience as a jockey, son?
Well, strike me blooming well pink, yes, sir.
Oh, Ned, did you ever fall off your horse?
Miss Betsy, I tell you, I fell off that blinking horse so often I had to ride with a parachute.
Oh, well, didn't the horses ever step on you?
Well, why should them other horses come all the way back just to step on me?
Dog my button, sir, but it looks like you're of a man for the job.
Yes, Ned, you must carry on for the House of Burpee. Oh, drop my glasses.
The House of Burpee, now that's a laugh. On a clear day, you can see the blooming payment 3 weeks off.
Son, I'll drink a toast in your honor. Here's to Spavin.
Lord love a duck, he keeled right over in the rose bush.
Oh, well, leave him alone. He always did love flowers.
Thrilling drama of the racetrack. Will Spavin win the Derby? If he does, what'll he do with it? Who killed Cock Robin? These and many more questions are seething in the minds of American devotees of the sport of kings. And now, the day of the Derby. All America looks to the bluegrass of Kentucky. Every man, woman, and child is headed for the Derby. Every city in the country is in turmoil. Washington, D.C. Senator Chisel bids goodbye to his friends as he leaves for the Derby.
Goodbye!
Central Park, New York City. Two sparrows perch in a tree and talk it over.
When you flying south this year?
I ain't flying south. I'm leaving the country.
What? And pass up the Kentucky Derby?
And now to the racetrack. The stands are almost full, and so is Colonel Burpee. The historic racing classic is half over, and Ned is riding Spavin, pride of the House of Burpee.
Oh, Betsy, if Spavin loses this race, we all's going to be ruined. Dog my buttons if we ain't. Where are they now?
Oh, they're at the half. Now the three quarters. Now the quarter.
Betsy, Betsy, stop making chains and tell me where the horses is.
Oh, they're coming down the stretch, but I can't see Spavin.
Look about 100 yards behind the rest. That'll be Spavin.
Oh, no, Papa. Spavin is right behind the others. Oh, look, Father. The other horses are stopping in their tracks. Oh, drop the glasses.
What, this? Snap my braces. This excitement's won't kill me.
Oh, the other horses have stopped dead, and Spavin's coming up. The others are running the other way. Spavin crosses the finish line alone.
Whoa, 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 you big unk. Looking sharp meat well.
Oh, Ned, you won. Oh, drop my glasses. Oh, you won, Ned. But how did you do it? Why did the other horses run away from the finish line?
Well, Betsy, old fruit, I had Julep, our faithful servant, placed behind the finish line.
He opened up a can of glue, and when the other horses smelled the glue, they got frightened and ran away.
Oh, yes, but Spavin must have smelled it too.
Oh, he did, but we got Spavin from a glue factory, and we thought he was running home.
Morning and the night, the folks you meet greet you when you're walking down the street. Like the honey from the comb, your day is sweet. 24 hours in Georgia, everywhere you go, you hear a song. That's the reason South folks live so long. They just sing their blues away when things go wrong. 24 hours in Georgia, 8 hours work, 8 hours play, make more hours for rest. In between the play, they take time to pray. That's one thing a darkie loves best. Every cabin door is open wide. That's a sign they welcome you inside. You've been missing heaven if you've been denied. 24 hours in Georgia, Georgia. You're a voice that hears. You will always hear sweet music in the breeze. 24 hours in Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. It's paradise. You were long to linger neath those friendly skies. 24 hours in Georgia.
8 hours work and 8 hours play
and 8 more hours for rest. In between the play, you have time to pray. That's one thing a darkie loves best. Every cabin door is open wide. That's a sign they welcome you inside. You've been missing heaven if you've been denied. 24 hours in Georgia.
Well, Gene, how did you like the show?
Just fine. And Fifi didn't come near Tom, did she?
Not after we told her he had the measles.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, when in doubt, just leave it to Gil.
And Demling.
Mild, but we stupefy.